to blind the mind. If I got your mind, I've captured the king. You can't do anything above what your mind allows. Your mind is the citadel of your existence on this earth. From your spirit man, God deals with your mind. From the world and the flesh, the devil accosts your mind. The chess masters, Satan and God, are contending for the human mind. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind. That's where the chess masters focus. It's the mind. They are masters of the game. The devil brings a pseudo salvation, telling you that the gnosis and an accessing knowledge should get you to ascend to the level of a master, an ascended master, will make you as a god. You don't need Jesus Christ because you are equal and above him. All Jesus was, the devil will tell you, was a man who had mastered his mind. You can be what he was because he was basically a metaphysical guru. He walked on water because his mind had the ability to transcend physical objects, just like yours, King. You can do what he did if you attain to the knowledge that he had. He had secret knowledge. The Masons are all about elevating through degrees of the knowledge. You can't see that they have degrees you must go through. The higher in the order of the Masons, the more they give you the secret knowledge of the Masonic order. 32nd, 33rd degrees, you begin to understand that Lucifer is the source of the hidden knowledge. But you don't know that there's a third degree or fourth degree Mason. The Deltas, the AKAs, sororities and fraternities all go through initiations to join into the secret hidden cults of knowledge that you don't know. They have access to the hidden mysteries of their fraternal orders. You've been duped by an angel of light. That's why the Bible calls him an angel of light. He's given illumination. He's given knowledge. He's given access to hidden mysteries that others don't know. And he rewards you according to what? Your obedience to the illuminator. That's why they call them the Illuminati. They're the illuminated ones. They know things that you common people don't know. We rule the world because we have this hidden knowledge. What do they deal in? What is the power that binds the mind? What's this mind-blinding power that captivates the world and subjects people to other people and makes people believe I'm less than other people? It could be summed up in one word. And that one word is witchcraft. They have mastered witchcraft. They know how to divine spells. They know how to send demons to do their bidding. They know how to captivate humans, kill humans using witchcraft. They send death angels to kill people. How to get Whitney Houston dead in February? Her daughter found laying face dead. A face down in water, just like her mother in February, around the same time of the Grammys, just like her mama. There are no happenstances down here. No circumstances that just occur. It's the powers of darkness at work. Divination and witchcraft around us all day. Folks can't figure out how did this happen? Why did it happen? What was going on? When Lisa left Di Lopez, went down to South America to explore mysticism in the jungles of South America and ends up dead. All these folks you see rising to preeminence, practitioners of the black arts, the dark arts. These are the witches and warlocks of society. The rulers of the world that you don't see, you don't even know their names. See, all these folks you see as front men, that's garbage. They don't have any say-so over this. There are rulers of the world that live in families that control billions of people's lives through withholding food and water, determining who rises up and who doesn't. They control political systems and make you believe you voted for somebody to come into office. You really believe that your vote counts. Don't you know witchcraft can even make you determine who you want to vote for? Through spells being cast and sorcery used. The Bible's language is not one of intellectual acumen. The Bible speaks on witchcraft and sorcery and divinations and spell casting. That's the Bible language. When you see somebody's life becoming cursed, it's because they got a curse on them. Poverty. Can't work, living under a bridge. Crack addict. Dope addict. A drunk. It's witchcraft. You know a lot of witches divine your demise on you, so you'll need them, you'll be crippled. They make sure you never have anything because you need me. You try to depart from me, I'll make sure you never get anything. Nothing ever succeeds because you're trying to leave me. You know what I mean? If people have gone down to the root worker, the two-headed woman down in southern Alabama. It's one down here in southern Georgia, all down through Mississippi. Don't even talk about New Orleans. Go to the woman on you to get that stuff to lay down on you that you never can rise up if you try to leave me. Had a guy who had been bewitched by a woman, he could have sex with no other woman but that woman. If he tried to have sex, he couldn't even get an erection with another woman. Called that woman that put that spell on him, and you won't be able to enter any other woman's vagina but mine. I don't believe in all that stuff. It's working on you even as you don't believe in it. It won't work on you unless you believe in it. It'll work on you out from under the blood of Jesus Christ and salvation. You're not saved, but witchcraft will work on you all day long, whether you believe it or not. Inconsequential. You're open to the devil. Taken captive, the Bible says, by the devil at his will. The God of this world has blinded the mind, lest the glorious light of the gospel should shine through. The devil is a metaphysical nightmare. He uses powers, supernatural powers, divine through people to captivate people. And you try to figure out, why is my life in such disarray? Why is everything becoming hell on earth? Why is everything going astray? You go out there as Bruce Jenner, a decathlon champion in the Olympics, hang around those witches, and you end up wanting to be a woman. You can't fool around with a Jezebel spirit as a man. That thing will emasculate you. That thing will castrate you. It'll turn you into a girl. To the degree that you want to go and hack off your own penis and be one of them. And have a surgeon put a vagina in you and walk around as a woman with a pocketbook. You can't go out there as Magic Johnson fooling around with hoes and not have that spell come on your boy, turn him into a girl. Walking around in high heels and a pocketbook. That came from somewhere. Because you went out there fooling around with the devil. You fooled around with witches, wanting to lay up with everyone that you ran up against. And somebody put something on you. You're not leaving me, boy. You might have hoed around with the rest of them, but I'm a witch of a high order. I'm going to take you down. If you try to leave me, I'm going to curse your family. I'm going to curse you with disease. I'm going to cause your life to be a living hell. You know why a lot of families are dysfunctional? Because witches and warlocks have sent spells through the spouse to fight the other person because that person tried to leave them. You went out there and committed adultery, but you didn't know you ran into a high-level witch. But the witch came home with you. inside of your soul, because the two, the Bible says, shall be one, become one flesh. So every time your wife tries to touch you, you got no attraction to your wife, because that witch in you won't let you. Always a petty argument, always a petty discussion, always an attitude in the atmosphere. It's the power of witchcraft. As I'm talking right now, I can feel myself getting dizzy. Why? Because I'm dealing with witchcraft. But the blood of Jesus Christ is against you, devil. And the blood of Jesus Christ is a barrier. I dare you to step across that blood. I dare you to come against the blood of Jesus Christ. I bind you in Jesus' name. Every sorcerer, every witchcraft worker, every diviner of spells, let the spell reverse on you in Jesus' name. This is a warfare.
Yes, Lord.
This is the power of darkness.
Yes, Lord.
Remember when Jesus was being crucified, he said what? This is the power of darkness. This is the arena that church folk back away from, see? Why do you think you don't see 10,000 folk come up in here? And let's stand Dunamis Tabernacle up, man. Let's get on with this thing. They're spellbound. Why do you think when Elijah went in to confront Jezebel and Ahab, told them, hey, look, let's worship God if he's God. Worship Baal if he's God. And the people answered not a word. Why? Jezebel was a witch and a whore. She held those people what? Spellbound. See, spellbinding is real. I can't go. I can't turn her loose. I'm spellbound. The devil, through a witch or a warlock, has cast a spell on me. 1,000 people listen to this message and can't move to do something about it because they're spellbound. You better break that power off of your soul, man. You better break that power off of your soul, woman. You better get that witchcraft working dog off of you and proclaim, for Christ I live and for Christ I lay down and die.
Yes.
I will engage the enemy at the gate.
Yes.
I will be a metaphysical warrior against the devil and his and God's adversaries. I will stand against the devil.
Yes.
The Bible told us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our inheritance, and our righteousness is of the Lord Jesus Christ. You stand up under the blood-stained banner of Christ and proclaim the truth. There are forces down here for real. A lot of you have fallen prey to these devils. They come to you at night. They hold you down to the bed, crawl all over you in the bed, having sex with you as an incubus spirit, visiting a woman, bringing you to orgasm at night. A succubus coming into your room at night as a man, performing oral sex on you, having you ejaculating all over yourself like a dog. Talking about a wet dream. No, that was a succubus spirit that visited you by night to bring you to an erotic state, arousing you, to keep stimulating you sexually. Now you sit there and park yourself in front of witches on scandal and on empire, designed to stimulate you women to the point of orgasm with no relief. Now you sit there watching Kerry Washington having sex with that guy every Thursday night or whatever night it comes on scandal, and you walk around about to burn up as a nymphomaniac, being brought to the edge of orgasm, watching that soft porn every week, and you walk around at the height of sexual stimulation, receiving no relief because you park yourself in front of that filth, being divined upon by a spirit of Eros, erotic desire. And now it's down inside of you, burning your guts out of you, because you received that demon through the airways, divined on you by a witch named Kerry Washington, playing out the role of a seductress in some stinking filthy television show that the devil has launched divination through. He's divining spirits on you. Empire is divining homosexual and perverse spirits on you. You'll sit up there as a black woman married to a black man, not wanting a black man, because Kerry Washington is joined to a white man, and now you're on your job lusting after white men because you got that spirit in you that Kerry Washington divined on you, and it's going to tear up your home because now you want white love. I'm not talking racism. I'm talking demons and divination and the powers of darkness. Jesus said when being crucified, this is the power of darkness. Father, forgive them because they've been bewitched. They know not what they do. They've been driven out of their senses by witchcraft. The Pharisees and Sadducees just weren't jokers crucifying Jesus. These were high-level warlocks. You better understand what I'm telling you. You can think I don't know what I'm talking about if you want to. I know what I'm talking about. You stand there spellbound. You listen to these messages every week and you still are contaminated by these devils because you've been divined on by some whore you laid down with, sir. You've been divined on by some player you laid down with, ma'am. And they've got your soul spellbound. The girl declared in her heart, you'll never leave me and succeed in life. You'll never marry somebody else. You'll always be bound by lust. And I'm going down to the witch woman to make sure my desires are fulfilled. And when I spread that red oil in my vagina before you run up in me, and it's going to spill all over your penis. And that red oil has anchored you to me for the rest of your life. I'll never let you go. It's a covenant cut unto death. You will be mine forever. Marry if you want to. I'll sow discord in your home and I'll make sure you get divorced. I'll sow the divorce into your home. I'll sit here at my house with your picture in my hand, spreading that red oil all over you. Get one of those dolls from the voodoo woman. That's going to be your wife and stick pins in her all night. Now she got all these diseases, infirmities. And your wife going to die from the spell I sent to your home to kill her. Because you belong to me, boy. And I'll never let you go. This is the world we walking around in. You think you're attracted to people just because you like them. That's a witch, fool. That's a witch. It's a witch woman. She divined on you on the job. She wore that stuff she wore on the job to divine on you, to take you from your wife. That's why she's showing the breasts. The breasts are divination tools. The physical body of a woman can be a divining rod to draw you, man. You can feel it emanating out of her when she walks by you. It's a force that walks by you that's calling you from the internal parts of her. Saying, come on into this vaginal cavity, boy. Where you'll find pleasure. And I'm going to throw stuff on you that your wife would never dream of. Then you try to go home, but you can't shake that whore out of your mind. Because she did stuff to you that the law wouldn't allow. You never seen nobody like that. She was a twerk dancer extraordinaire on you. Twerking on you like a Great Dane dog, driving you crazy. And you lost your mind. With a twerk dancing whore. And now you sacrifice up your wife, your three children, lost your job, filing bankruptcy, brought you down to nothing. The Bible says a whore will bring you to a piece of bread, break you down. So you'll crawl back over here to me and I'll take care of you, boy. Just curl up over to the back room somewhere and stay up under my jurisdiction. Be my slave, and I'll make sure you eat and got something to wear. There's a lot of guys broken down by witches like this. We call up men to the front line. They can't come. Why? Spellbound. Spellbound. Bound by the devil's witchcraft and sorcery. I told you these are masters of the game. While you go to church and sing little songs and listen to the choir, and some warlock preach to you, divining on you soul power to make sure you don't go any further in the Lord. And you think you're going to church. You went right to the sorcerer. He divined on you a spell to keep you captivated. So what I'm saying, just like Paul in Athens, you saw it in Acts chapter 17. I don't know what he's talking about. Spellbound. The New Testament, you know what it's really about? Slamming into sorcerers and witches. That's all they're doing. They slamming into the power of darkness. And the boys needed high level power from God to come against the power of the devil. Because the Joker had set in place fallen angels and demonic principalities and powers to govern the people. And the physical people, the humans, were in place to divine up and call up these forces to stop the gospel. Somebody ran into Simon the sorcerer, Elimaeus the sorcerer, the woman possessed with the spirit of divination. Notice how the woman possessed with the spirit of divination knew who they were. She didn't stand against them. She actually introduced them. These be the men who have come to show us the way of salvation. Wrong spirit. Trying to draw the attention of the people to the man and not to God. And when the apostle got tired of it, the Bible says he turned on her and cast that divination devil out of her. And the people got mad because the men were getting rich because of the woman's fortune telling ability. These are the powers we deal with. Stop kidding yourself. You better start fasting and praying your way into a place of supernatural power. This is going to be a metaphysical war. This is going to be a clash of the titans. This is going to be pitted against the devil with supernatural powers on display. You better come out of this coma. The reason why you're so laissez-faire and laid back and que-sera-sera about it is because you've been divined upon by witches. You don't believe it? Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Paul comes into Galatians hot. Look what he says. He's coming to Galatians on fire because of what's going on. And the boy comes in heavy against the Galatians and says, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you." He's dead. "This only would I learn of you. Receive you the spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" What does witchcraft do? It takes you back to the law. Jehovah Witnesses have been bewitched. Mormons have been bewitched. Seventh-day Adventists have been bewitched. Roman Catholics have been bewitched. This ain't neutral stuff. They're under a spell. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, capital S? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have I suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you. You see how the Spirit is operative, working miracles? Doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Is he under the law working miracles, or is it just believing in Jesus Christ and operating in faith? Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." The gospel is the good news, not only of Jesus Christ being crucified, buried, and resurrected. The good news of the gospel, the promise made to Abraham, is the promise of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the gospel. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under what? The curse. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that continues not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. You got to do every law. If you do one law, you must do all the law. You can't pick and choose. It's all or none. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by what?
Faith.
What they believe. Faith. And the law is not of faith. The justified one shall live by faith. Then he turns around and says, the law is not of faith. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. You do the law, you're going to be cursed by it, and you'll live under the curse of it. That's pitiful. Having had a way of escape out of it, you go back to what the Bible calls the meek and beggarly elements of the world, put yourself under a curse, and get mad at anybody trying to liberate you from it. Mad at me right now. Turning off the internet right now. Mad. All because I told you, get out from under that trash and get free. Stop sitting up in a church with some boob tuning up and yelling at you and squalling all day, cursing your soul with sorcery, and get yourself free. But you determined in your soul and your heart, I'll just die here. Baptist born, Baptist bred. When I die, I'll be Baptist dead. I won't come out from under this, what the Bible calls indoctrination. Dogmatizo, the dogma of religion. I'll just sit here and die and go to hell before I'll come to the freedom found in Jesus Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of what?
Spirit.
I told you that's the New Testament promise made to Abraham. The promise of the Spirit through faith. God is trying to get the Holy Ghost to everybody. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ, saying the promise is made to Christ. You get into him. He baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. You become part of his body. You walk in the Spirit, not to fulfill the lust of your flesh, and you're not under the law. Makes perfect sense. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. Letting you know the law came 430 years after the promise was made to Abraham. It was added because of rebellion. That was not the will of God to give the law. He gave the promise to Abraham 430 years before the law. But because they had a bunch of rebels who would not serve him, he put them under law to keep them as a schoolmaster until Christ came. The Bible says the law is a schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. It's the Spirit. Our inheritance is the Holy Ghost. Get full of the Holy Ghost by denying your nasty flesh, and witchcraft won't work on you anymore, because you're not in the world, and the God of this world and his power will not have dominion over you. But you got to stay in the realm where the Spirit of God flows through you and keeps the devil away from you. You got to stay under the yoke of the Spirit. When you're divined upon, the forces of darkness will accost you. You'll ebb and flow. You'll feel the thing come on you and try to stop you. There are supernatural forces pitted against you at all times. We're dealing with the masters of the game, the masters of witchcraft, who are trying to do what? Bind the king. He's trying to bind your king. And the king is enthroned in the human mind. If your mind is governed by Jesus Christ, you'll do the works of God. Your spirit will be clear, and your soul, and the citadel of the soul, which is the mind, will be out from under the devil's control. Can't you see that everything that leads back to God, Romans 12:1, transformation of the mind. Ephesians chapter 4, renewed in the spirit of your mind. We just read it a minute ago. Set your mind above, not on the earth. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to those that are lost. The God of this world blinds the mind. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God. Casting down what? Imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The imaginations are found where? In the mind. Can't you see it's a war for your mind? The battlefield is your mind. The chess game is played in your mind. It's a masterful game. And witchcraft is the devil's ace, because most religious people don't deal with the metaphysical, supernatural aspects of the gospel. And the gospel only talks about witchcraft and sorcery and divination and necromancy and all these different metaphysical forces. Old and New Testament. Simon the sorcerer standing there in the New Testament. Elymas the sorcerer is in the New Testament. We walk in it all day long, folks. I was preparing this message, thinking about it, and meditating on it for a few days. Last night, I had a dream. In the dream, my wife and I had gone to some type of a big castle. When these two people were there, a woman and a man, the black woman and a black man. And we had become agents to go and spy out the sky by night, my wife and I. We flew this aircraft to take pictures of the stars and to try to map out the stars at night for this agency and bring the pictures back to them. When I got back to the castle, my wife and I and my daughter were there, and we got into this real small little car. It was like the size of the old MGs. You remember the old MG cars, the little small cars that look like a little sports car? But it's real small, real compact. It was a convertible car. The lady got up. But when she stood up, what struck you about the lady, her legs were so long. The lady was about 8 feet tall, and most of it was her legs, which tells me she was a Nephilim. So we went to the car and got in it. The lady got in the back seat with my daughter. My wife and I got in the front seat. And we drove away. And my wife was driving. But she drove the car right into a lake. And we were about to go under and drown. But somehow we lifted the car out of the lake and put it back on the road. So we left that lake and drove through a church that was vacated. Came out of the church, went to a hotel to spend the night on our way back home. The lady, she disappeared. But my wife and I and my daughter went to a room to sleep. In the room to sleep, the dream switched from being a dream to being in my room last night. I was still asleep, but something huge came into our bedroom door. It was in the ceiling. And all I could see was his hands. It was a huge entity with his hand. But this thing was big, whatever it was. It was big and it was for real. It was a ferocious thing, whatever it was. I saw his hands, and his hands made the third eye symbol, that okay symbol, with both hands were looking at me. And I knew instinctively that that was a curse. They used their hands to curse. When you flip a person a bird, you're pronouncing a curse on them. When somebody's lying to you and they cross their fingers, that's a curse. They use hand symbols to actually project curses. I was asleep, but I heard myself praying in tongues. Now, while all this is happening, this huge thing is in the ceiling. I'm seeing it, praying in tongues. And in actuality, in the physical realm, I'm really praying in tongues. I just don't know it. Because to me, I'm over here in this realm and this is happening. I'm not even conscious of being asleep and in my room. My wife wakes up, sees what's going on, hears me doing what I'm doing. She begins to plead the blood over me. But the thing went on, she says, usually when this happens to me, because it happens all the time, something coming after me, she'll plead the blood and it'll lift off of me. But this thing went on for a while. And in the middle of it, I knew when this thing had his hands out with these two symbols forecasting this spell against me, that my praying in the spirit was stopping it from hitting me. But it got so angry that lightning bolts came out of the thing. And you can hear the lightning just crashing, a loud explosion in the room. Now, this is in the spirit world. My wife is actually witnessing in the natural realm and warring against it over there while it's happening to me. And I wake up out of this thing. It's almost like, you know how you come out of that state when you over there and this is happening to you. It's happened to a lot of different people the same way. When you're paralyzed, can't wake up. I could feel the energy of this conflict in my body, like an electrical current going through me. And I woke up with that same energy flowing through me. Came out of it, and I knew that the war has intensified. That's what I knew inside of me. Whatever's been happening has gone up a notch. So whatever you've been doing, you better go and fast. You better go and pray. You better get deep into your Bible and stay there, because this thing is going up a notch. Because whatever this thing was, it was big, it was burly. And the reason why my wife drove that car into the lake or the river or the ocean, whatever it was because it's coming to kill now. It's not here to tolerate anybody. The death angel from Satan has come to kill any straggling Christians that don't take it seriously. We better stop fooling around with this. We're against human beings who are in covenant with Satan to take over the world. You better know that. A lot of folks are practicing witches. And the very anchor of a witch is this one thing. The reason why they control people, they cast spells. The reason why they lay down with people and put sex witchcraft on them. They call it sex magic. It's one thing that anchors them to Satan. All I care about is myself and what I want. Even if I have to go to hell after I enjoy this life and what I want. Katy Perry tells you, I cut a covenant with the devil. She grew up in church singing religious songs, wanting to be Amy Grant. But it wouldn't get me the worship I wanted. It wouldn't get me to the Super Bowl halftime to be queen. If I got to die and go to hell to be something down here, I will. Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones, sings a song about the devil. Sympathy for the devil. Bob Dylan tells you on a 60-minute interview, I got to pay the man that I made this agreement with. And the interviewer said, what man you talking about? He said, you know the one. You know the one. It's people that have given themselves to Satan to enjoy the mansions and the Caribbean trips and the Lear jets and the private jets and the sex parties and all the drugs they want, all the notoriety, all the fame and fortune. He offered Jesus to have the whole world in a moment in time if you'll just bow down and worship me. And multitudes of human beings have taken the offer. Some people are damned and cannot be saved. They serve Satan knowingly. There are women that have sex with Satan. He comes and he will actually incarnate himself. There are witches that have rituals to worship Satan for power. The quest in witchcraft is one thing and one thing only. Power. Power over other people. Power for me to be worshipped. Power. Some of you who are nominal Christians listening to me by live stream, you better wake up. You better wake up out of that drug-induced coma. The Bible calls it pharmakia. You're drugged with sorcery. You've been drugged by sorcery, divined upon by religion, and it's got you stagnant. You think it's something to play with. This thing is about to go up like an atomic bomb. 37 states, counting Alabama joining them, will be legalizing homosexual marriage. You get to 50, that means the whole United States is corrupted. The only other time this happened in history was Sodom and Gomorrah. A firestorm is on the way. Can't be abated. Can't get it stopped. God's judgment is set and it is sure. The best we can do is get as many people off the Titanic as we can. Because the ship has struck the iceberg. It's going down. Stop dreaming like it's something different than what it is. Millions of young women, middle-aged women, older women, walking around, will never get married because the guy's becoming homosexuals. The girl's almost stripping down butt naked. I think the devil's next move in society is public nudity. I really believe that. The women so naked now, they itching to get their clothes off. Kim Kardashian now, everywhere she takes a picture, she's butt naked. She just gave up and just stripped down. I got no singing ability. I got no acting ability. I got nothing I bring to the marketplace. You want to see my naked butt? That's what enthralls you. I'm just throwing in the towel. I'll just be everywhere butt naked. That's what the public wants. That's all I got. Go to a beach. I dare you. Modesty, moderation, plain old virtue gone. It's crazy. All these spandex pants and these yoga pants is all about showing the public the woman's body by giving you an imaginary excursion into how I look naked with what I got on. I was in a school the other day and heard a teacher tell another teacher with these yoga pants on, skin tight. So you decide to wear your underwear today. She said, yeah, I put them on today. Teachers talking about not wearing underwear with their yoga pants to make sure all the orifices of the body are plainly seen. They design those things that even they'll go up into the crevices of your body to outline your behind. And your vagina and all that. So everybody, make sure everybody can see it. The cover of Sports Illustrated shows a girl shaving in a genital area, pulling that swimsuit down right to where you almost right at the vagina and stopping just short of it. But all of her pelvic area been shaved of all of her pubic hair to give you that thrill into almost seeing this girl naked. And she on the cover of Sports Illustrated thinking that's her big break. Stripped down as a harlot. You can't avoid it. It's at the checkout stand when you're leaving the store. Right there. Young people looking at it. Young kids looking at it. This is a world gone mad. Why is the girl naked on Sports Illustrated? She's practicing witchcraft. They're divining through her body to stimulate lust in men and women. Because a lot of women want these women now. You got married women who want other women now. They watch Kerry Washington and want Kerry Washington for themselves. They want Beyonce for themselves. They want to lay down with Rihanna. Because lust has no gender. When you divine lust through a body, it's going to hit male and females equally. It'll turn you into a lesbian and you won't even know what's got a hold on you. You think I'm crazy if you want to. You laugh at me if you want to. You mock it if you dare to. You better get yourself extracted from the devil and get your mind free, because this clown is pulling up high intensity forces, and this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. You better turn back to the old pathways of self-denial and living in your Bible, bathing your mind in songs, hymns, spiritual songs, and psalms. You better keep yourself inundated with God to build a fortress against the attack of the diviners of spells, sorcerers, folks that are coming to slam into your soul and your mind and take it over. These are the masters of the game. These are people who are skilled at their sorcery and witchcraft. These are people who came from generations of witches. Their mother taught them what their grandmother taught their mother. Their great-great-grandmother taught their great their grandmother, etc., etc. These are generations of witches. Mama took her down to the root worker. We got a friend wanting to get married. Mama took her down, get some red oil from the root working woman, the witchcraft working woman. Spells to captivate a man, married to the man. He said they're docile and anchored, can't even move. Had a friend, went over a woman's house committing adultery with the woman. She was married. He slipping over there at night, see the woman. He in the middle of having sex with the woman in a bedroom, and her husband walks in. He thought he was dead. The lady gives up and said, "Harry, go on back in the bedroom and shut your mouth and shut that door." He looked at the woman and said, "That was your husband?" She said, "Yeah, I got him under control. He don't bother me. I do what I want to do." He went back in the bedroom like a zombie. Couldn't say a word, couldn't do a thing about what she was doing. I said, "Man, what you better be worried about is what you just joined yourself to." I was in the Air Force with a guy dating a girl from Jamaica. He said, "Man, if people came over our house and I got tired of people being over there and I was ready for them to leave, I just pop my fingers and look at her. She goes to the door and turned the broom upside down. Everybody in the house had to get out. She'd make them leave. When she turned that broom upside down, I said, "Man, do you know what you were tapped into?" "All I know, she was fine." "Fine? But you don't know what she put on you." The problems plaguing a lot of you listening to me by way of the internet right now came from the witches and warlocks you joined yourself to that put something on you that's now reaching through you to your kids even and turning them into animals. You better get to God and get between that porch and that altar and lay yourself before God to come against the forces of the devil and stop fooling around with religion and playing with this. These are real forces. These are the end times, and we're in the middle of an end game. Masters of the game are calling all bills due. You better get in this thing and play it for keeps this time, because we don't have tomorrow to worry about. Whatever you're going to do, do it now, because there's no time left. This is all about becoming a master of the game. Father, thank you for sharing these words with us, God. Cut us free from the devil. Bind the devil and the power of witchcraft, God. Be a swift witness against the witchcraft worker and the sorcerer. Reverse everything they divine and send forth. This stinking Grammy Awards. Curse it. Curse the movies that are coming out. This movie about, I think it's Jupiter's Arriving or something it's called. All this stuff about this girl being the queen of the world and a descendant of aliens. And all this stuff the devil's putting out here to try to bind the church. Forecast witchcraft. That filthy scandal show and Empire and all that trash he's projecting into the human soul. I curse it and reverse it all. God, raise up a remnant of people that will be warriors against the devil's intrusion. Come against Jezebel and Ahab. A spellbound society, God. Break them free. Be a hammer against them. Make your people a battle axe to break the spells of the devil. Break the divination of the devil. Break the captivity of the human race. Destroy these yokes. The Bible says the yoke shall be taken from off of our necks because of the anointing. The anointing breaks this demonic yoke. Release us, God. Send your word and send your power to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's going to wrap it up with this week. Plan for keeps, folks. These are huge monolithic creatures coming for them now. Extraterrestrial beings are here. Laugh at it at your own expense, at your own demise. Laugh your head off. Invisible, disembodied, metaphysical creatures. You better power up to overcome. Join us at the conference May 22nd through the 25th here in Atlanta. Register now, www.omegaministries.org. Give to the Dunamis Tabernacle Project. Listen to this. Get up and contribute. Go to www.omegaministries.org. Hit support, then donate. Give the best that you can and keep giving. We're real. This is the end of an age. We're marshaling forces. We need a base camp for an army to train that army to stand against a metaphysical invasion. I wish it was Star Wars. I wish it was a movie. I wish it was Star Trek. I wish it was make-believe. This ain't a fairy tale, folks. These are real entities. We got to make a stand for God. Get full of the word. Get full of God's spirit. And stand. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. Armor clad and ready for war. Support the objective. This ain't the same old church mess. We want to equip you and people like you to do the work of the ministry yourself. www.omegaministries.org. Click support, donate. Don't procrastinate. That's the power of darkness. Get up. Break free from that thing. Let's do this in Jesus' name. See you back here next week. Wednesday night, Bible study, 7:30. Be blessed. Stay out of all works of darkness. Stay away from everything evil. And for God's sake, stay out of the devil's matrix. Be blessed. Love everybody. Have a good week.